Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
Nutshell by Ian McEwan, read by Rory Kinnear. Trudy and I are getting drunk again and feeling better, while Claude, starting later with greater body mass, has ground to cover. She and I share two glasses of the Sancerre. He drinks the rest, then returns to his plastic bag for a burgundy. The grey plastic bottle of glycol stands next to the empty, sentinel to our revels, or memento mori. After a piercing white, a Pinot Noir is a mother's soothing hand. Oh, to be alive while such a grape exists. A blossom, a bouquet of peace and reason. No one seems to want to read aloud the label, so I'm forced to make a guess, and hazard an Echez au Grand Cru. Put Claude's penis, or less stressful, a gun to my head to name the domain, I would blurt out La Romanée Conti for the spicy cassis and black cherry alone. The hint of violets and fine tannins suggest that lazy, clement summer of 2005, untainted by heat waves, though a teasing next room aroma of mocha, as well as more proximal black-skinned banana, summon Jean Griveaux's domain in 2009. But I'll never know. As the brooding ensemble of flavours formed at civilization's summit makes its way to me, through me, I find myself, in the midst of horror, in reflective mood. I begin to suspect that my helplessness is not transient. Grant me all the agency the human frame can bear, retrieve my young panther self of sculpted muscle and long cold stare, direct him to the most extreme measure, killing his uncle to save his father. Put a weapon in his hand, a tire wrench, a frozen leg of lamb, have him stand behind his uncle's chair where he can see the antifreeze and be hotly incited. Ask yourself, could he, could I, do it? Smash that hairy knob of bone and spill its grey contents across the squalor of the table. Then murder his mother as sole witness, dispose of two bodies in a basement kitchen, a task only achieved in dreams. And later, clean up that kitchen, another impossible task. Add the prospect of prison, of crazed boredom and the hell of other people, and not the best people. Your even stronger cellmate wants daytime TV all day for 30 years. Care to disoblige him? Then watch him fill a yellowed pillowcase with rocks and slowly turn his gaze your way, towards your own knob of bone. Or assume the worst, the deed is done. My father's last kidney cells are sheared by a crystal of poison. He's thrown up his lungs and heart into his lap. Agony, then coma, then death. How about revenge? My avatar shrugs and reaches for his coat, murmuring on his way out that honour killing has no place in the modern polis. Let him speak for himself.